But since bombshells, Iran weeks from collapse, Hormuz called worthless, and a regime showing fractures. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent arrived at the G20 Finance Ministerial in Asheville, North Carolina, with two claims that immediately reverberated through energy markets. He asserted that Iran's economy could collapse within weeks under expanded sanctions, pressing G20 partners to join what Treasury is calling Operation Economic Outcast. He also declared the Strait of Hormuz worthless, claiming pipelines would bypass it within 2 years. The Hormuz claim drew immediate scrutiny from the maritime industry. Approximately 20% of the world's oil transits the 33-mile strait, with flows from Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Iraq, the UAE, and Iran itself all passing through. Existing bypass infrastructure, including Saudi Arabia's east-west pipeline to Yanbu, handles roughly 5 million barrels per day at full capacity, against a total Hormuz flow of roughly 21 million barrels per day. Bessent offered no specifics on which pipelines, routes, construction timelines, or financing mechanisms would close that gap in 2 years, leading analysts to characterize the statement as either an undisclosed reference to specific projects or a confidence projection move aimed at Iran's negotiating psychology rather than an accurate logistics description. The collapse timeline faces similar scrutiny. Iran has operated under sanctions in various configurations since 1979. Developing institutional workarounds including Chinese purchases of discounted oil, intermediary networks in the UAE, and cryptocurrency mechanisms. Reports this week indicated various factions within Iran's power structure are openly defying Supreme Leader Khamenei, prompting Trump to declare the regime in total disarray. Analysts cautioned, however, that external military and economic pressure has historically tended to unify Iranian factions around the Supreme Leader rather than fracture them, and that the For a weeks-long collapse timeline to hold, Treasury would need to have already identified and blocked those alternative channels, a claim Bessent did not substantiate at Asheville, where Iran's rial is reportedly at historic lows and inflation is running above 60%. The domestic picture inside Iran added texture to the debate. Revolutionary Guards' institutional interests remain aligned with regime survival. Whether the current economic deterioration reaches a threshold that breaks that historical pattern remains the central unanswered question.